Well, thanks for tuning our way today. You're listening to Morning and Evening, and I'm your host, Bill Neff. In Psalm 4, verse 2, God says, "O you sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame?" And then Charles Spurgeon shares these insights with us. When Jesus, the long-expected King of Israel, finally came to his people, they honored him in the strangest kind of way. First, they gave him a procession of honor in which Roman soldiers, Jewish priests, and the masses all took part, while they let him carry a cross. This is how the world rewards the one who comes to overthrow man's worst enemies. Sinful man can only praise God with derisive shouts of hatred. They also presented him with the wine of honor. But instead of a golden cup of fine wine, they offered him wine vinegar mixed with gall, thrusting it to his mouth in a sponge. What kind of detestable inhospitality is that for the King of Kings? He was, of course, provided with an honor guard, but they showed their esteem for him by gambling for his clothing while he died. They also honored him with a special throne on which to sit. The most restful place that sinful men had to offer the Lord of Glory was a bloody tree. In short, the cross was, in fact, the full expression of the world's feelings toward the Son of God. It's as if they were saying, "There, Son of God, this is the manner in which we would treat God Himself if we could lay our hands on Him." In this way, His glory was turned into shame by the sons of men. But His glory will gladden the eyes of saints and angels until the end of the world and far beyond. And that's today's reflection by Charles Spurgeon on Psalm 4, verse 2. Keep in mind that a free transcript of this reading is available to you online. Just go to morningandevening.org and access it there. Until next time, I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening. And special thanks to those of you who support this ministry with your financial gifts and contributions. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.